Yeah, welcome back to Morning Glory. A lot coming up. Movie of the week, album of the week, you name it, we got it. Brandy, State of Origin 1. Mate, firstly, and you know, we all joke around that, but congratulations to you and Freddie. I thought the game plan and the way you went about things was just, I thought it was superb. A lot of times people get there, I think we've got this idea of Origin that has, you got to pick big, tough guys who want to beat other guys up and run into brick walls. Well, Jerome Luai, that proved that you just got to have talent, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be tough.
It's a fine line, isn't it, Matty? Yep. And you can be criticised if it goes slightly wrong, but when it goes right, everything looks rosy. Things, you know, mightn't pan out that same way in the next two games. But in terms of picking the side, there was a couple of spots that were contentious and up for grabs, and you know the injuries, the suspension of Angus Crichton, and the injury to Tyson Frizzell, 20 minutes or 5 minutes before the end of the game.
That's right. You were middle heavy, but
yes. Yep. You know, and I think the big three, the three front rowers and Jake picked themselves. And Jerome and Jack White.
Well, I tell you the big. But mind, that was the crucial decision. Because if Jack Whiten plays six, then Latrell and Tom Trbojevic don't terrorise him the way they did. Mm. Because one of the things I loved about the way they played, which really opened it up for Damien Cook towards the back half of the second half, was the fact that sideline-to-sideline football just burnt, pried open the middle of the Maroons, but also just gave Tom and Latrell just premium football all the time, Webby.
Brandy, did you forecast you and Freddie for however long before you picked your team for game one, that's how you wanted to play? That because of the new rules, the increase in ruck speed, and I wrote today in the Herald, I asked the question: is it the fastest game of football ever played? Fastest game of rugby league? Because that just seemed ridiculous, that first 20 minutes.
The first 20 minutes were incredible,
but that's how you wanted to play.
Yeah, Webby, the way we wanted to play, the first 20 minutes, the crucial thing, it doesn't matter whether it's Origin or whether it's NRL, you've got to hold the ball and you've got to get your kicking game in order.
Yep.
The kicking game is crucial in Origin. It really is. I think it's understated a lot of times just how important the kicking game is and playing that field position footy. And because if the ball is in play and you're winning that field position battle, you're getting on top.
Yeah,
and you're allowing for what happened in the back end of the first half to happen by putting pressure on the other team. And I thought Nathan and Jerome mixed it up well. Mm. If you go through last year's series and the amount of pressure that Nathan was under on play five, enormous pressure from basically offside Queenslanders.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're allowed to jump the gun, and Nathan was kicking the ball as he was catching it because Queensland were all over him. So it was important that our play leading into the kick was a good one.
Mm.
And the boys got that right early in the game. 20 minutes, for the first 20 minutes, they got that right and they gave Nathan and Jerome plenty of time to kick the ball. We controlled the ball. And then you saw some signs of what might have been happening, you know, 10, 15, 12 minutes, 13 minutes into the game when Jerome gave early ball to Latrell. Latrell put some footwork on and we just opened them up. And then it continued, and but playing Tom and Latrell and giving, you know, what are you doing? What you've got Tom and Latrell on either side of the field, get the ball to them.
Yeah, that's right.
Get the ball to Tom and Latrell.
But Brandy, I thought, you know, the tactically, I think what symbolises the difference between the two sides of things, certain things you did in the game, just subtle things, was the respective kickoffs. So if you look at the kickoff start of the game, they kick high. Teddy catches the ball, almost gets hit on impact. Queensland charged down. They're looking for contact. They want physicality. Tom Trbojevic, footwork, half gets half through, one-on-one tackle, plays it quick. Teddy, skip, one, you know, half through, one-man tackle, plays it quick. Tom again, through, one-man tackle. Straight away, you win in the yardage battle. You blow kick off into the second half, one up, three-man tackle. One up, three-man tackle. You know, their mentality is, mate, we'll just keep running the brick wall, that Queensland spirit. Just, it was tough versus smart.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, Matty, I don't know whether that was a plan. And, you know, when you look back at things like the kickoff and Teddy caught the ball on the 20-metre line and it was the Teddy turbo set. Yep. Both players had two runs and you're right, we're on the front foot immediately. Because Teddy did drop the ball last series. They kicked off short, went to Teddy, dropped the ball under pressure. All of a sudden, they're on the front foot. So it's just individuals handling, you know, circumstances, which they did well. But certainly the plan to play to your attacking weapons, which were Latrell and Tom, it worked. And, you know, Tom had a license to do whatever he wanted to do.
Well, like,
why wouldn't you?
I haven't seen since Kenny and Ella, basically that sweeping movement of the two centres together. I think, you know, oftentimes you look for that. Why would a centre with such talent stay in a 10-metre corridor?
Mm-hmm.
It was just fantastic to see, Webby.
Yeah, it was. What's your mindset going into game two? Like, I noticed you were all very, very calm afterwards and Freddie was downplaying everything in the press conference because of what happened in game three after that big win in game two last year.
Well, yeah.
Have you been hurt before?
Not really. Yes, we have. Yes. So, you know, history's there. And since Freddie's been coach, there hasn't been a win at Suncorp Stadium. So the challenge is huge. Doesn't matter, you know, coming off. And we know that modern day footy, and if you're controlling the ball and playing as well as New South Wales did on Wednesday night, scores can be racked up like that. We've seen it in club footy this year. If a good side that controls the ball and things fall their way, even though I'll say things didn't always fall our way on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I think the set restarts were 6-1. So 6-1.
Wow.
So we got one set restart. So in the 300 tackles that Queensland made, the referee is saying that they were perfect, bar once.
Wow.
Well, they got a roll of about four there at the start, didn't they?
And latent tackle counts.
Yeah.
Tackle four.
Right.
You know when our one came? Our one came 30 seconds before halftime on play one. So really, it was ineffectual.
And that's interesting because you guys generated a lot of 1-1 tackles. Isaiah Yeo, his intelligence in the middle of the field, when to hold him, when to fold him, you know, that sort of stuff, continually got you blokes 1-1 tackles. So I reckon the reason why Brandy, you didn't really get many six against is the fact that you generated quick play of the balls. They had no choice but to peel off. Webby, and this is not for Brandy. We'll divorce him from this. But if New South Wales basically play to their potential, Queensland can't win.
They can't. I can't see it. You can't see it. Then again, we've all been hurt before this side of the tweed.
But if you just look, it is Suncorp Stadium. So Suncorp Stadium, Origin. Yeah. And complacency or easy wins don't go ahead.
I don't know how many times I've covered games at Suncorp, walking in, New South Wales are reeled in the betting, Queensland are blowing like a rusty gate, Cameron Smith passed it, you know, this is the turning of the tide,
mate,
and I just load up on Queensland knowing what's going to come.
I just look, Tedesco, look at our back five. Yeah,
But this time, though, I think it's different.
It's just...
We've got two full rounds to get through, too.
Yeah, good. So yes.
There's a lot of footy to be played before we get to Suncorp Stadium.
I will say this, I thought the officiating was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I thought the balance that we've seen now, you know,
except for those bloody six to go, but I
actually thought the officiating was really
agree.
Good. I thought it was top notch.
We weren't talking about it.
No, we are now.
We are now. Yeah. Why don't we just bag him like we usually do?
You're right. He was terrible.
Jared Sutton,
Zach Vilandy,
bring back Chechen.
Mate, I thought for Queensland, I thought Harry Grant was their best. And I got a soft spot for him, but I thought
he
played little football. The DC, I thought DC missed Tom Trbojevic. Do you think?
They look like the Broncos.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Mm.
The way they folded there in the second half, they look like the Bronx.
No, I will say this, like Brandy said, it was a disruptive preparation. There's no doubt about it. Lots of people pulling out. Ponga may possibly be back. Munster will have more football under
Papali
his belt.
Will be back.
Papali's
back. And Christian Welsh will be back. Like Christian Welsh missed the game. That was 10 minutes in. He got pulled off and didn't return. So they missed him. So they'll be a better side.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Got taken off.
Yeah, thank you, Brandy.
Anyway.
God, I was going to say, I'd like to be replaced more.
in other news, Cameron Munster doesn't have two bad games in a row. So he'll be fired up. God, he bagged himself afterwards, didn't
oh,
he?
Oh, mate, yeah. Yeah, he did. finally, boys, Brian Tutter. Man, he was just...
27 runs, I think he had.
Incredible.
Mm.
What a player.
What about how he scored? He had, on debut, 2 tries before the 26th minute of the game.
Man,
that doesn't happen very often, does it?
And you know, rugby league is one of those sports that, you know, there's that old stiff upper lip, don't be a mug, Lair. Like, I remember in 1991, Puma sent their boots all through to us at the Knights, and one of the boots, set of the boots, had a little bit of pink on it, and all the players sent them back and said they won't wear them. But look at Brian Tutter and Jerome Luai. I can only imagine, Brandy, what they gave to the camp, their upbeat nature.
Yeah, yeah. No, Jerome's been fantastic. He was good last year, and Brian, as a duo, they do everything together.
Mm.
Like it's whatever,
yeah,
whatever each one of them's doing, they're together, and they were very good.
So all the journos were saying, like, Brian Tutter, they'd never met him before, and he'd like just pop up and at training, go, oh, g'day guys, how are you? What are you up to today? And they're like,
champion.
What? Players don't come up and say g'day anymore.
Oh, you wait till we get you.
Usually they're like hammering you.
Oh, look at this bloke getting ahead of himself.
Yeah.
It'll be shush. Yeah. Which player's getting ahead of himself? About to be hammered. Very good. Buzz. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break after the break. Mouthful of brandy coming up.